Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody, it's Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today I'm excited to be here with Ryan Simmons. He is the director and integrator at Success Local Limited, and can be found at successlocal.co.uk. So welcome to the show, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start out with a fun fact. What is something that is interesting about you that people may not know?
So here in the UK, we have qualifications called A-levels, which you complete between 16 and 18. I actually stopped. I left that process halfway through to go start my career in retail banking at 17, trying to sell credit cards, insurance, etc. to people for products that I couldn't actually have myself.
Oh, wow. So you can't even legally drink, but you are selling products.
Yeah. Financial products that people rely on. Yeah. It's right, a bit crazy, but there you go.
You're at a young age then.
Yeah, well, it's I honestly just felt right for me. It felt better than education. So yeah, it stood me well so far.
Yeah, good. Okay. Well, so at a high level, why don't you tell our listeners what it is that you do?
Sure. So I'm the integrator at Success Local. So I head up our leadership team. I do my best to harmoniously orchestrate our major functions and overcome obstacles and barriers. And Success Local itself is a local search and web agency specializing in working with SMEs that have between 5 and 50 members of staff to help them come up online for geographies that are important to them.
So how is AI transforming that? Because everybody knows that that's playing a role now in how these businesses are found.
Yeah, to some degree, the principles remained unchanged. It's just a different format that they're being displayed in. The challenge for businesses these days is that you get a lot more of what's known as like a zero click result. So information is given to someone in a search engine rather than having to click through to your website to find out more. So the challenge there is that's now your best opportunity for information based searches. And it ultimately means you get to gather less data and you get less exposure through it. So it's challenging from that perspective. But like I said, the fundamentals themselves actually mostly remained unchanged.
Gotcha. Okay. So at your company, it's interesting. I see the book behind you, Traction. So obviously,
yeah, got a few copies of that.
Yep, you got a few copies of that. You're in that world. So you're the integrator. How did that all come about with what you're doing in your role?
Yeah, sure. So we've been on our EOS journey for about 5 years now. We found EOS, well, our visionary and one of our founders, Paul, found EOS during COVID. And when restrictions got lifted, we started our journey sort of with a 90-minute meeting. At the very start, I was not the integrator. So it took probably 12 to 18 months for Paul, who's the visionary, who was sat in the visionary integrator seat, sort of step out of that and kind of go through the process, be comfortable to let go of the vine, if you like.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've sort of been here since day one, set up the district department, et cetera. So I've been quite sort of deeply ingrained in the business as it's grown and evolved. So I've seen lots of it.
Gotcha. Okay. And so what has that journey been like for you? I mean, everybody knows when you first bring in something like this, there's a lot of resistance. There's a lot of hesitation. There's a lot of, like you said, having to let go of the vine, a lot of change that happens. But in general, how has it, you know, helped, not helped? What has the journey been like?
It's been a long journey. I'd be honest, I don't think we're definitely not at the end of it. We're still on the journey. At the very outset, I think EOS and the concept of implementing it was met with a little bit of suspicion, partly because the nature of being a visionary sort of run business is there's lots of different ideas, lots of the time that don't necessarily get seen through to completion. So the initial sort of feeling was a degree of skepticism, I suppose, that this was here to stay and it was here to stick. But I think that was massively helped by the fact that we hired a professional implementer to support us with it. So we put our money where our mouth was to actually invest in the process. And the first probably 12 months or so, I think was quite a cultural shock for people to add more of that process, add more of the, I suppose, the accountability, formality, et cetera. And also that meant some people didn't like it and moved on. But where we are sort of 5 years later, we're definitely a lot more efficient, definitely a lot more better organized. We hire better, we measure better. And ultimately for us, it's allowed two of our founders and shareholders to step out of the business operationally and hand over the running of the business day to day to myself and the rest of the leadership team, which is, I suppose, the biggest testament you could possibly have for
Yeah,
FreeOS and operating
definitely.
system is to be able to do
Yeah.
that.
All right, so it's working.
Hi there. This is Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. What's holding your company back? It's often blind spots in leadership, miscommunication, misaligned priorities, and untapped growth opportunities. GCE's 360 assessment provides crystal clear insights into your team's strengths and challenges. Then, one of our leaders will work with you to turn those insights into an action plan, ready to build a stronger, aligned team that can execute against your vision. Learn more about our 360 assessment today.
So tell us about like some of the top things impacting your company or industry right now. They could be positive or negative.
So I suppose you mentioned at the start that AI has been sort of quite a big talking point recently, and the challenge is that it's a big talking point that people don't necessarily quite understand. Like most things, unless you're in the industry, you're not necessarily going to sort of be aware of the ins and outs. And I think there's a belief that AI can replace working with an agency like us sometimes. It can definitely supplement, but going to an AI agent and getting someone to build and getting one to build your website isn't the same process you go through with a real person. And I think that's a little bit of a challenge at the moment that that because there are services out there that advertise that they will build your website for, £10 a month, but it's an AI generated one. It's actually conveying the value of going down a route like ours where we come and do a consultative process, meet you face to face, understand your business. And I suppose overcoming some of those components. But that's also a massive opportunity too, because for us it's an opportunity for us to add efficiency, automate intelligently. And ensure that the time we spend on our clients and the time we spend in work and whatnot is as effective and providing as much value as possible.
And so when you are at Success Local, right, you're talking about specifically businesses in the UK, right? And you get them in front of their target audience, right?
Absolutely.
And so what are, like where is the future of this industry headed? Why is this so needed with SMEs?
Challenge with SMEs is that you can quite often feel outmuscled by national companies, and ultimately if you're trying to compete on a national level, you are, unfortunately. But the beauty of local marketing is that you can carve out little niches within your geography. And actually for most of the types of clients we work with, they actually only want to work within a small radius of where they're based. Because they have engineers, they have a showroom, they have a retail premises people need to visit. So that national visibility actually isn't relevant to them either. So local search gives them the opportunity to, like I say, compete on that local level where they can outdo a big national chain. They can outdo the likes of Amazon, et cetera, because Amazon aren't focused at that sort of locality. And it gives them the competitive edge that ultimately if they didn't have, they would struggle to get the visibility and grow their businesses, and I suppose have that predictable revenue stream.
Yeah. So give us an example of, a company that you've done this for and where they started and where they are now.
We actually work with a glazing and surgery company sort of on the border of England and Wales. We first started working with them, it would have been around about 9 years ago now, so they were quite an early on customer for us, and they've gone through quite significant change themselves. When they've joined us, they were turning over about £800,000, over the last 9 years, unfortunately, the patriarch and the original founder passed away, and it's now passed on to his children. And they've been able to we've been able to work with them to grow the business to the point it's now doing just over £2 million turnover, without actually having to spend a disproportionate amount of money on advertising, because what we've done for them is really targeted and is really reliable as well.
Okay. And so what should companies ask you when they are first starting out to know whether you're the right fit for them or not?
That's a good question. I think the best question a company could ask us to find out if we're a good fit is what the future relationship looks like. For us, we are all about relationship. There are plenty of agencies that will do one-off projects, one-off bits of work, and also take what they can get while they can. And that's very much not our approach. Our approach is about building long-term sustainable relationships where we can mutually benefit from our clients. So, ultimately we benefit because we're being paid to deliver a service. They receive a disproportionate benefit in the return they get from the services we provide. So for us, so the best question would be, what does a long-term relationship look like? Because if it's ultimately not long-term, it's actually probably not for us, and we're probably not for you.
Right. And in this new, I think this new work world, I think it's about finding the right fit for each other. It's no longer about just all business. It's about the right business. So,
100%.
as we wrap up here, if somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do?
They can get in touch with us either through the website, as you said, successlocal.co.uk, or reach out to me on LinkedIn. Either avenue's good. And I've been to the first stage for us is always a conversation. It's yeah, we're not a hard sales company. I hope that's come across from what I've said so far. We just want to find out about you, find out about your challenges, ultimately where you're trying to get to, and be really open and honest about whether we feel we can be part of the journey to get you there.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
No, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.